For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniel Jones is sacked for the fourth time. They got him again. Fourth time today, and that was Jalen Carter.
The fourth of eight. What a day for that pass rush. Big Q breakdown coming up in a few minutes here on what happened yesterday. 215-592-9494 as the Eagles go up to New York and crush the Giants 28-3. I give the most credit to Nick Sirianni. They responded to him. They were prepared yesterday. No turnovers, few penalties, 270 rush yards. And look, the first quarter was still choppy offensively. I get that. But they found what worked, and they stuck to it yesterday, and they played a great football game. There's the Saquon angle. I mean, that was the ultimate, like, screw you to the Giants and Joe Shane and, of course, John Mara.
Bam.
And then, of course, there is that defense that played really, really good football. Josiah in Warrington is up. Hey, Josiah.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
Josiah, what's up, pal?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I just want to give y'all my takeaway from the game, man.
What do you think?
All right, so first things first, going into the game, I thought, you know, in the first 6 weeks, the biggest issue with our offense is we didn't establish our main pitch, our fastball, right? And if you look back at the 2022 season, the main cause of us winning was we was able to run the ball. Jalen protected the ball, and he threw the ball downfield efficiently. I know, Hugh, you alluded to you want the receivers to get more touches and whatnot, but our winning formula is running the ball, leaning behind our dominant offensive line. We get a lead, pin the errors back, and we can rush the passer. And the biggest difference is, the biggest thing is, I think our secondary now is younger and faster. Cooper DeJean, rallying to the ball, tackling. Quinyon Mitchell? I mean, I'm going into the game. Who was saying neighbors, 80 plus yards, neighbors? He's going to go off, have a big game. That's all people was talking about with Malik Neighbors. What Q do? Seatbelt, strap. So, you know, I think that is the winning formula. Run the ball, keep physical, and then later on in the game, we can throw the ball downfield, right? And you know, Jalen doesn't have to beat us, run around, make a big play, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. So we don't need that. We need him to play winning football. So that's my takeaway.
I agree. I thought yesterday was the perfect formula for the Eagles. They didn't throw the ball that much. They ran it a lot. They got a lead. They got after the quarterback. I thought yesterday if the Eagles could draw it up and they could win, that's the way to do it. I thought that was it. I know, Hugh, down the line, not every game's going to play out that way, right? They're going to have games where they're going to have to throw the football more.
Yes.
But yesterday felt like it was the right formula, not just for that game, but if they could draw it up and do it a certain way every week and it work, I would choose yesterday.
Well, I look at it like this, and you're right, but they played to that team's weakness yesterday. And if we're being honest, that's the first time that I've seen them do that since I've been on this radio show, the fact that they've played to a team's weakness.
And actually, if we're being real, did they even really do that in the first quarter, or did they?
No, they were forced into it
because they tried to throw, and Jalen was taking sacks left and right.
Yes. They still tried to go with their tried and true formulas. Let me be clear. When I said something about giving the ball to DeVonta Smith, because I know we got some people that get super sensitive, especially on a Monday, it was tongue in cheek.
I know you wanted to win a parlay.
I wanted to win a parlay, man. So y'all can calm down. And you know, I'm not bashing the Eagles today. I was just trying to add some levity to the show. But you know, some truth too, because I missed that $20. That was an easy 20 I could have made.
I gotta be real with you. Nobody cares. They won by 25.
But you have to. There has to be some threat to run a game. And I tell you what happened yesterday. Teams are on notice now because they know that the Eagles had the ability to run the football. So that in turn makes this team more balanced. It's almost like going into this next game. What are you going to try to stop? So now I haven't did any advanced scouting, but if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals' run defense is that great.
So their defense early in the year was terrible. They've gotten better the last 2 weeks.
They're starting to get better.
But with them, it's funny. They, I believe their last two games are Giants-Browns, just like us. Just
okay,
not,
so, we, so we, there's some... There's some meat on that bone there.
There's a subplot to Sunday. Are the Bengals and Eagles defenses really getting better, or do they both just get to play the Browns and Giants the last 2 weeks?
So now this is where it becomes interesting, people, because now this is a chess match. With Saquon Barkley rushing on the ground for 176 yards, now you have to ask yourself as a defensive coordinator, what am I going to try to stop? Two things happened in this game yesterday. A.J. Brown beat you deep for a touchdown, and Saquon Barkley ran all over you.
Mm-hmm.
So now it becomes, okay, Coach Moore, how are you going to attack that Bengals defense? And I'm going to tell you this, and I know we're still in Victory Monday, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because we got a whole week to talk about this game coming up. But now, Coach Moore, it becomes more of a chess match because how are you going to go into this game? Are we going to go into this game trying to establish the passing game early? Or the run game. And to me, let me tell you, as a former defender, the one thing that if you establish it early, even if you don't get a whole lot from it, it still comes back to reap huge benefits in the second half. You got to establish the running game.
And I think the reality is they're just a better running team than a throwing team right now.
Yes.
I mean,
And ain't nothing wrong with that because you still got plenty of season left to throw the football. I remember vividly, man, playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't remember. I think it was year, was it 2000, something like that. But Jerome Bettis was playing. I remember for the first half, we shut Jerome Bettis down for the most part. Boy, I tell you, when that halftime rolled around, you go in there and you get a little rest. And you come back out there and you're trying to tackle that big man, that it changes things. So that's you need to play more chess now because you got a workhorse running back that has probably gonna get fined again this week. He got fined $45,000 last week for that hit.
He did.
Oh, he about to get they probably gonna hit him for 100 yams this week. Cause the way he disrespected that DB on the sideline and dropped his shoulder, yeah, he about to get fined again.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I think there's and you said it earlier in the show, the Eagles' DNA is they want to throw the ball more, and they tried in the first half yesterday, first quarter. It didn't work. They're getting sacked a lot, not going anywhere. And they did make the big play to A.J. down the field. I mean, they made that was a really big throw and a game-changing throw and play. But they're better right now running the football. The passing game is choppy. It feels like big play or sack. That's just a choppy offense right now when they throw the football. The run game is that's where the explosion's coming from. And that was an explosive run day yesterday. And especially, you know, because they have to play three more games now without Mailata. Fred Johnson was not good in pass protection yesterday, but he was good against, you know, running the football. Keep going with it. Let's go to Russ and Frio. What's up, Russ?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Yeah, listen, as a fellow bettor who likes to throw a little money around, you can't ever bet on the Eagles because that's going to break your heart twice when they lose and they don't win, or you're not going to be able to fully enjoy the win. So you just don't bet on your teams. That's like the number one rule.
But I won yesterday betting on the Eagles. I just didn't hit that part.
Well, you won one and you lost one.
Yeah, but I went 50-50. I'm okay with that. But it would have been nice if I'd have got them all.
The longer your bet, 50-50 is what it all kind of equals out
yeah,
to.
The house always wins. We got you.
Oh, somebody told me a long time ago, you bet with your heart, and you bet with your head. You're going to die if you bet with your heart. So you don't bet with your heart. Just go with what you see. Having said that, I watch other teams play because I'll throw a dollar on a game just to make it interesting so I want to watch a Jets game or something like that. But what I notice is when you have a good team roster-wise, which I think we do, you have a good quarterback, we'll get back to that, and you have good coaching, also questionable, the things look the same. You have consistency. The Eagles refuse, for whatever reason, to throw the ball over the middle. Every shot
they did. They did a little bit yesterday. They did a little bit of that yesterday, which was surprising. But yeah.
I saw this last year, though, or in previous years with Julio Jones. You throw a guy in a fourth. Receivers got to get started early. They got to touch the ball. Even if it's for a 3-yard pass, at least get them involved in the game. Because when a guy's run 20 routes and a ball hasn't come his way, you know, he kind of loses interest. And maybe the defender knows the ball's not coming his way and they're playing off. But eventually they're going to stack the box and double AJ and the run's not going to happen. So I don't know if you watch the Lions game, but that's what an offense looks like when it's clicking because they're doing whatever they want at will. And I think Jalen, for that mesh concept, we got to throw other passes to other guys besides it, get the tight end involved. And that'll open up the run. I mean, Saquon averaged 10 and change a carry yesterday. That's not going to happen every week. I mean, And I don't want to give Nick too much credit either, because he did exactly what you're supposed to do to the Giants. If they laid a 40 on them spot and they were sitting on a bench at halftime or whatever, it'd be one thing. But you're supposed to beat that team. You're supposed to beat the Browns. Now, the Bengals have a bad defense, but we still need to get some of those things established next week. Hurts is holding on to the ball too long. I don't care what anybody says. That's got to change, and he's got to be able to throw the short passes.
He does. I agree. Well, he is holding the ball too long. I mean, those sacks early in the game were ridiculous. And, Russ, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I think Russ is probably more critical than most today and more real about things than most. We're just excited they won a game that much. He's not wrong in a lot of those things. I mean, the reason I give Sirianni credit, yeah, he did the obvious, but the Eagles hadn't done the obvious in a while. And the team is still playing for him. That's got to mean something. Like, there are certain coaches in the NFL that may not be, you know, there's only so many Kyle Shanahans and Andy Reids that are true difference makers, X's and O's wise. Then there's a lot of coaches that are good coaches or decent coaches, but their players play really hard for them and they're buttoned up. I think of John Harbaugh. I think of Mike Tomlin. I think of Dan Campbell. I don't know week to week how much difference Dan Campbell's making X's and O's wise, but the theme of the week, the way how hard that team plays for him, they run through a wall. Like, that's got to be with Sirianni's angle. And I questioned that the way they had started games. And I questioned it last week because I wondered if they're just rolling their eyes at this guy and just giving us platitudes when they talk. No, they backed it up yesterday, Kyle. They played for him. And that means something. Yeah, now, I don't know if that means they're going to win the Super Bowl, but it gives the season life.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do the it was just the Giants thing when Friday, I feel like half the city was, or more than half the city, was not convinced that the Eagles would be able to even beat the Giants in a game. They kicked their ass, and it was the most, because it was never about the Giants. It was about the Eagles and how they hadn't been able to put together a complete football game in over like a calendar year. So the fact that they were able to do that, I just feel like everybody needs to sort of just take a little bit of a breather when you're doing the whole it was the Giants thing, because we haven't seen the Eagles even dominate a bad team like that in a long time. This was about the Eagles taking a step in a positive direction, finally.
Yeah, and you got to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start somewhere, man. I look at the fact that, and this is natural to do too, especially after win. You have to ask yourself, what changed? Because to me yesterday, the biggest thing that stood out to me is the fluidity of what it seemed like the offense had yesterday. Like the adjustments that were made on the fly.
Was that because they were running the ball?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I mean, and I think, but as a fan, and this is the unfortunate thing about it, as an analyst, after all, the tumultuous week that we had, you tend to wonder what was the biggest difference. Like, something changed from last week to this week. And I don't need to know what it is. I'm speculating. I don't need to know. As long as it gets us the results that we want, I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, I still wonder. I'm still wondering. It's just that, you know how I would say to my daughter, when there are certain things that, like certain questions that I would never ask my daughter because I don't want the answer to. Like when she started dating, I didn't want to know whether or not she was having sex, so I'd never ask. It was just one of those things. Like, I'm not prepared for the answer, so I'm not going to ask.
You don't want to know the answer.
I don't want to know an answer, so I never ask. But that is kind of the same thing with this. As long as they're winning, I don't care what they're doing. As long as they're winning, that's it.
Maybe this is the theme in the next Sirianni press conference. As long as you're winning, we don't care. We don't want to know. Just do it again. All right, here's what we do know. 8 sacks yesterday. Let's get to a little Big Hugh breakdown. What did he see from that pass rush? Hugh, are they turning a real corner here? What
do you see? It feels like they're turning a corner, man. And I think they bought into the fact that, you know, they talked about how you have to earn the right to rush the passer. Mm-hmm. That's what it kind of looked like yesterday. They played physical up front. I just want to give a little shout out to Jordan Davis, because he's a guy that really didn't show up in the stat sheet a whole lot, but his presence in the middle kind of made it a little bit easier for everybody to do what they did. Jalen Carter was the star of the show yesterday. And I want to give a shout out to my man Bryce Huff. It looks like he's starting to get a little bit more comfortable in doing things with his pass rush that's allowing him to get to the quarterback. He still rushed from a 2-point sometimes, but then when he got down, you could tell that there was a huge difference there. Nolan Smith. N'Kobe Dean really was the one that got the party started. Whatever they did with him, he timed the blitz. He timed some pretty good blitzes yesterday. And I think in order for this team to have that kind of success, they have to be able to play with somewhat of a lead, or they have to be a little bit more aggressive up front. And it just felt to me like they knew what they were supposed to be. The corners played a little bit more press coverage to allow them to get to the quarterback. And it just looks like it's starting to come together. I know I was real hard on Coach Fangio last week, and I still am, because you have to figure out a way to get guys involved and get them to play better. It looks like, you know, for whatever reason, he heard the show or he got the memo, and they're starting to play better for him. They really are.
So your guy Bryce Huff generated 5 pressures yesterday in his first 5 games, 2 pressures. He had 5 pressures after having 2 the first 5 games of the season. That was a big day. And I got to tell you, for the first time in his career, I'm seeing something with Nolan Smith now.
Looks like he can play at this level.
So last week, he had the big play late in the game where he forced Deshaun Watson out of bounds. I thought that was a really athletic play by him to get over there and make that play and prevent Watson running in for a touchdown. And then yesterday, Hugh, on the one sack he had, he didn't just run around a tackle. He looked like he jacked that tackle up.
They're playing with their hands a lot more,
at
Joe.
At his size, you wonder, could he do that in the NFL? And I know that guy, that left tackle for the Giants, probably will be
garbage
out of the league in 2 weeks. But still, he played left tackle.
I take that back. He's not garbage.
He might be. Come on, Hugh.
No.
I've been hanging around y'all too long. No, he
might be out of the league
That's
in
good.
2 weeks.
I'm
but regardless, I don't care if he's a real player or not. Nolan Smith did that to a guy that yesterday was employed in the NFL. That's good.
Yes. And I feel like they're starting to have spatial awareness. And what I mean by that, playing with their hands, using their leverage. You don't have to be the biggest guy out there playing against an offensive lineman that's already backpedaling at a disadvantage as you pass rush. You just have to understand angles and leverage. And it feels like they're starting to do that. I saw a couple times Bryce Huff getting back to his hop-out move a little bit. This is a process, man, especially when you talk about a young man that was normally just a pass rush specialist that you're asking to play on every down. So, you know, shout out to Coach Fangio. As well as I can give it out, I can give him his props. And they look like they're starting to play for him, look like they're starting to turn the corner. And next week's going to be a bigger test with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Tied for 4th in the NFL now in sacks per game. I know these have come in bunches, right? The last 2 weeks they have 13.
Sacks come in bunches.
I don't know. This defense is starting to turn a little corner here. I mean, you know, defense, which is absolutely not a luxury, but clearly a necessity here.
Well, in this case, because this offense is underperforming, in my humblest
opinion. So it's a necessity.
It's almost like there's multiple units on a football team, and you know, some of them need to pick up the other as a necessity.
Let's be honest, shall
uh-oh,
we?
Uh-oh.
And honestly, that's the only thing I do on this show is be honest. Nobody thought that this defense would be trending in the direction that it's trending right now, correct?
Correct.
We thought they would be a middling defense.
And they still
might be the case.
Let's take a timeout. The next 6 quarterbacks they play are all better than what they've seen. So if I had to guess, they're going to be, at the end of the year, closer to that middle of the pack. But that's okay.
That's okay. That is okay. This defense has been thrust into a position where they have to play a little bit better than we anticipated them do early in the season.
So they're
not
a luxury.
They're stepping up to the plate. No, they're not. They are luxury. It's not, you don't have to have it, but it was like, yeah.
Everything that you've said is disproven that it's a luxury.
No, it's not disproven.
It's like a Harvard study over here.
It is not disproven. Y'all just want to act like it is, but my point is it still stands.
No, it's not. You're just being stubborn for no reason.
No, I'm not being stubborn.
The take is dead.
I'm being factual.
No, you're not.
You're not. This take is not dead, Kyle.
Yes, it is. We're having a funeral for it soon.
It's not. No, you just want to have a funeral. You want that take to be the first one. It's not.
If this defense was bad, they'd be in trouble.
Yeah, they're not 4-2 without this defense.
If the defense was bad, they'd be in trouble.
This defense has saved their bacon a few times.
Because, that's the whole point.
Because
that's
a necessity, Hugh.
This offense is pedestrian as opposed to what it was supposed to be.
That's how football works, isn't it? Sometimes, not everything's clicking for you. And you need the other unit to pick you up.
Now you're about to make me take the joy away from all the people.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
That enjoyed this win.
No, why? Just because you're being stubborn about your take?
Do not back me into a corner, Kyle Quinn.
Your take has backed you into a corner. It's wrong.
You do not want me in this corner. I will defend myself.
Oh, boy. All right. This is going to sound like Howard was in the corner last week. And he's going to come out swinging today at 12 because his guy Sirianni got a victory. Fabian in Miami. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Fabian?
Hey, Hugh. I agree with you, Hugh, man. They should have gave Devontae the ball, man.
Did you
bet on him, too?
No, I had him in my fantasy.
Oh, see, there it is.
We got ulterior motives over
here.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, Saquon, man, that dude's a beast, man. You know, and like I said, I'm glad that they established a run, and I hope this team starts to understand that that's their identity, is running the ball. Because once you do that, then everything else opens. I mean,
kind of falls into place. Yeah, it does feel like it falls into place.
I mean, unfortunately for yesterday's game, you know, they didn't have to really throw the ball. They just run the ball all over, man, you know. And like, it was a good game by Saquon, I'm glad. And just that mentality, like you said, that he said, you know, let the other guys eat, man. I think that's real big of him.
I agree with you, Fabian. That was pretty cool. And I think it probably helped take Sirianni off the hook for a tough decision because, you know, when you have he's not old, but he's older running back. That
you don't want to worry him. We don't want to wear him
you
out.
You don't want to get him hurt, right? Yeah. If they had him out there, Fabian, late in the fourth quarter to try to set a personal record and he hurts his ankle, Sirianni's getting crushed today. Like, I actually think it kind of helps Sirianni not have to put him back out there, right? Because if he's like, yeah, I want to break my record, he's going to let him play. So I think it was a great show of team, you know, being a good teammate.
Camaraderie.
Fabian. Yes.
Yeah, and Quinyon, man, like, you know, I know everybody's giving him his props today, man, but the dude is a beast, man. Yeah. Like, when he had that one where he basically ran the route for the receiver, I would have liked to have seen him caught that ball. But, I mean, you know, even if a receiver gets a catch on him, he doesn't sit there and dance around him. You know, he makes that tackle, man. You can tell he likes to hit. And I don't know if you guys seen yesterday, but did y'all see when DK walked that one cornerback, man, with one hand, blocking
yeah,
it all the way to the end?
I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Did you see his pants? You don't wear plush pants the way that he wore and not have a good game that stands out. Mm. He little boy that DB on the sideline.
No, it's a good call, Fabian. We appreciate it. You know, we just discussed the defense quickly there with the Big Hugh breakdown, and we'll see where they end the season. Again, they're going to play a lot of good quarterbacks over the next 6-7 weeks. But you know what I'm seeing the more we watch them?
What's that?
I see the bones of a good defense moving forward. We'll see how good they are the rest of this season. But
yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean.
Young guys.
I mean, obviously, Jalen Carter.
Thundercats.
Nolan Smith, who's finally showing something. We'll see, you know, Bryce Huff obviously is going in the right direction. He couldn't have got worse compared to where he was to start the season. They've got some players here. And we saw Sidney Brown on the field at the end of the game. I'm excited to see him get more time out there.
Only way to go is up.
They've got a lot of youth on the defensive side. If Vic Fangio can get this defense to play well, I'm not even asking for great, because last week's have been great. But if he can get them to play well the rest of the season, it's going to mean a lot, not just for this year, but just for the future moving forward as well. Let's talk to Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet. Violet.
Yeah, hey, sorry.
Oh, it's your moment.
What's up, Violet?
Hey, sorry, guys. I was cleaning.
All good. What are you feeling?
I have to get ready for work. No, nothing. I just wanted to say I was really, really happy yesterday watching them. It's been a long time since I was actually excited to watch a game. Hello?
Well, we're letting you cook, Violet. Well, you know what? I understand.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
We haven't had a win like that in a long time. It's hard to know how to react. Was that good?
It's one of those ones you just kind of, you know.
I loved the fact that we used both running backs. I loved the defense. I thought was really on point. The kid from Georgia, oh, my God, he's turning it on. And actually, I thought Jalen had a great game. I know it was a slow start, but I felt like he didn't act like he needed to do it all. I thought he made smart decisions, and that run was amazing. I really think yesterday was an all-around great game for the defense and offense, and I think it's just the push that we need in the right direction.
Well, it feels like, and Violet, we appreciate the phone call. I wouldn't say Jalen was great yesterday, but
he was good enough.
Good enough.
He was serviceable.
I think what we're seeing is
he was better than serviceable.
He was better than serviceable. I would say he was solid.
Solid.
And
that'll work.
We're watching him make a real conscious effort not to turn the football over, to the point where I think he's probably taking sacks instead of throwing the ball into coverage. So it's that balance he's trying to find. 215-592-9490 for coming up. Howard Eskin's victory lap. He had Sirianni's back all week last week among the firestorm. Howard next. His take on the win, your calls, and we'll keep playing some post-game audio throughout. Eagles win. Who do you give the most credit to, Sirianni, Saquon, or the defense? 215-592-949 for Midday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.